is WFDQ 996 monitoring. This is WSDQ 816. WSDQ 816, Dan and Lorraine, call them for contact.
WRPB 448, go ahead 816.
Sorry about that, I grabbed the wrong microphone.
You're good. Did I hear you say you're coming in from Lorraine?
That's correct, Lorraine, Ohio.
Well, you're making the trip through the repeater system. I'm just south of Flint, Michigan, and between Detroit and Flint, closer to Flint, and you're coming in pretty good, sir.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm just 30 miles west of Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, I am familiar with Lorraine, Ohio, as my dad was part of that GM thing. Over.
Hey, roger that. Well, I tell you what, you're sounding good. What kind of radio are you on?
The Radiodity 40 watt. I'm currently set on the 20 watt setting. And my repeater is on top of a building in downtown Flint. And again, I'm only about, I don't know how many miles, less than 20 from Flint, I believe. Over.
Hey, roger that. I'm on the Big Midland radio, and it's weird. I have to have conditions to get to you guys.
Well, there's been quite a bit of condition lately. I know I've spoken with somebody else from Lorraine. Spoke with quite a few people that were closer to Lake Erie, obviously, and they're able to get the Detroit repeater sometimes. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I'm about two blocks from Lake Erie, so I'm right here on the water. And when I get the right conditions, I can get that repeater north of Detroit there.
Yeah, copy that. Have you spoken with Jack yet?
No, I was trying to get him. Usually every time I get on here, I hear Jack in here as well. He's on there almost every evening. Do you hear him a lot over there?
I personally speak with him about every two or three days. I didn't today, but he was on a little bit earlier. And there might have been a problem with our repeater system, so there was about 4 days that people were reporting intermittent contact and not being able to reach some of their usuals. Over.
Yeah, I heard that several of the repeaters are disconnecting from each other.
Yeah, a lot of people are trying to figure that out, but I haven't heard anyone mention that. We just recently had a big coronal mass ejection. I don't know how that would work, as I'm not familiar with the technical aspects of the radio waves as I should be. Over.
Yeah, all I know is you get that inversion thing, and I'm able to talk to you guys over there in Michigan, and you sound like you're right in the neighborhood.
Yes, you as well. It reminds me of the old days, CB, and when you could get the next couple blocks over without too much noise, and obviously this is a far superior system. Over.
Hey, roger that. My first contact on CB was with a half watt, with a little walkie-talkie, and I talked from here to Louisiana with skiff conditions, and that kind of got me hooked on radio. Way back, that was in 63.
Oh my goodness, you're dating me here. I wasn't even around in 63. I think what kind of got me going on CB a lot was had some neighborhood older kids were into it. And then, of course, when Dukes of Hazzard came out, everybody had to have the CB in their car and movies like Convoy and all that. So, yeah, the 70s is when I started experimenting with CB radio. Over.
Roger that. I'm in a good position because a lot of times I get Europe or Hawaii or Australia, New Zealand on my CB radio, and I'm in a pretty good position here right by the lake. It seems like a good spot for radio.
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it. I think one of the reasons I might be loud is there's a string of lakes that are part of a state park that are right in between my bedroom window and the Flint repeater. I know I can get good CB one direction, but not the other. Over.
Roger that. A lot of guys right here and a little farther south of me in Elyria, Ohio, are able to talk barefoot, to Europe and everywhere. I have to use a little bit of help, not much, but a little bit, and I can get there too.
One morning I was on the sideband on my CB, and I could hear Belarus. That was about the furthest I've heard. I didn't try to reach out or anything. I'm sure this guy was running on a really hot radio, but I still thought it was interesting. I could hear the other side of the world there, and very, very, very cool.
Roger that. Every once in a while on my CB, I get South Africa. I get one particular guy in South Africa. I think he's the only one there with a CB radio, but every time I talk to South Africa, it's one particular guy.
Very interesting. Can't say I've gotten any contacts from over there. Over.
Oh, by the way, my name is Dan, and I'm a retired railroad engineer.
No, I thought that might have been you, Dan. Actually, I just mentioned your name earlier, talking to somebody else that talks to Ohio. He hadn't known your name, but I've spoken with you once, maybe twice before, Dan. Kurt again. Pleasure to reacquaint each other.
Yeah, I'm really glad I got to make contact with somebody. I hate to sit back here for hours and try to get Michigan and not make it. It drives me crazy just to sit back here for a long period of time and not make it.
So you can relax now. You definitely made it to Michigan tonight. More or less mid-Michigan, maybe a little bit south of the center line of Michigan. Over.
Roger that. It's a weird thing. Sometimes when I can't receive too well, I can turn on one of my other handhelds, and it'll come in better on a different HT, than the big radio here.
I've got some cheap Bofang GMR HTs that for the price, you can't beat them. And they work really good with a topped off battery. I like it. It may not be as good as like a Yaesu or some of these other radios people are buying, but I bought several so I could hand them out if I need to. Over.
Hey, Roger, that I have one Baofeng that I bought. It's a GM 15 Pro, and it's strictly GMRS radio, and it's the one that's got the colors. You got a choice of orange and green and black and different colors, but I got the green, and I like that. It works real good, and I didn't have to program in all the GMRS channels.
I've got two orange, two green. I bought a two-pack of the black ones, and I sent them back because, that was a different Bofang radio. But, yeah, and then as far as the ham versions, I've got a green and a yellow. I've got quite a few. I got a couple of little Midland FRS radios that I can give to my neighbors. You know, those are good enough for the neighborhood. But, yeah, you know, I've got a few different radios here and that, whatever's on sale, I guess. Over.
Hey, Roger, that. I was going through some of the drawers, and I found this old Unitim that I had from probably 20 years ago, and I forgot about it. And this thing works really good. I mean, it looks like one of the blister pack radios, but it's got the screw-off antenna, and it seems like it does as good as the 5-watt radios. And I have the Quanxing radio, and that is that thing's opened up, and I can talk to the railroad if I want to.
Wow, I guess it is opened up. I got one radio that I could probably do that with. The thing is, I don't know, I got this Radiodity GMRS radio, and I haven't really had much else on.
Yeah, it sounds like you got quite a collection, but I'm an old railroad guy, and when they're switching out over there, and when they get done switching out, you know, I like to say hello to the guys on the railroad. You know, nothing much more than that, you know.
Yeah, that sounds like that would be pretty neat. Stay in touch with some old friends, maybe, and, yeah, you know, while they're working. Kind of cool.
Yeah, I have to change antennas. I can talk to boats and everything else, but you have to put different lengths of antenna on there for each frequency.
Sounds like that might get tedious after a while.
Yeah, and it on some of the frequencies it only puts out like 1 watt or 1.5 watts or something.
I imagine that would still carry pretty far over water. And WRPB 448 for identification.
Yeah, this is WSCQ 216, Dan and Lorraine. And I tell you what, you sound really good over here.
I thought about upgrading my coax and my antenna, and everybody I've been talking to says, don't do it. You sound perfect. Leave it alone.
Yeah, I've raised my antenna up a little bit for this radio, and it seemed like I couldn't get anybody, and I was afraid that it wasn't going to work. But at least getting you shows me that it does work. I don't know too much about this stuff. I made this antenna for this radio. And it seems to work pretty good. I was out of money and I couldn't afford to buy one, so I took a 2 meter antenna, 2 meter 70 centimeter antenna, and cut it down and used it that way.
So this antenna I got right now is on the peak of my second story house. It's a 3 foot piece of PVC, and then I found an antenna that's about 18 inches. I paid $26 for it on Amazon and bolted it to the PVC, and this is what I got.
It wasn't the, Ed Fong antenna?
Negative. I'm familiar with the antenna that you spoke of, the Ed Fong. My neighbor bought one, told me the story behind it. No, this is some piece of China fiberglass with the name I can't even remember, but the price was right. I bought a second one to make a portable mobile, or make a portable one for, like, parks on the air, and I'm still playing with that antenna, but for $26, it really looks like a 18-inch white piece of 3/4-inch plastic, and I bolted it to a 3/4-inch PVC so I wouldn't have anything that would attract, you know, too much lightning, and, nothing's grounded. It's a medium piece of coax, you know, about 20 foot long, and this is what I'm transmitting on. Over.
I tell you what, you don't need to change it. That's about perfect right there. I had this antenna up about 8 feet in the air before, and I couldn't find anything to put it up higher with, but I found some stuff to put it up a little higher, and now it's up probably about 20 feet to the base of it, and I was hoping it would work good.
I think it's working really good. Yeah, this antenna is probably 26 feet up, and my CB antenna is 39 feet to the tip.
Yeah, my my serial antenna for the CB is up about 30 feet to the base of it. I lowered it down because that was a heavier antenna. I took my fiberglass A99 down, and I put this one, this serial antenna up. It's aluminum. It's a 2016 aluminum antenna, and it works real good. But I actually like the A99 better because it doesn't bring in so much noise.
Yeah, I've got an A99 as well. Would you know, is that detunable to go to VHF at all? I thought I might have read something that it would convert. Not sure. Over.
So is that VHF shorter?
I believe on my, you know, I couldn't tell you, to be honest. I'm still learning all this. I need to start studying for my technicians, and I don't know. I don't know all the specifics yet. Still relatively new to the antennas.
Well, if it's a shorter antenna, you can cut it down, you know. It's got a copper wire inside the Solarcon 99. It's got that copper wire inside, and you could shorten it if that's a shorter antenna. All you got to do is get the length right, and you're good to go. You know, you can make any antenna.
Yeah, mine's a three-piece antenna, isn't yours?
Yeah, but inside it, it's a copper wire, and you can shorten that if you really wanted to. Of course, you can't leak in it.
For what I paid for it, I don't want to cut anything.
Yeah, I used to get those for free. It seemed like every time I needed an antenna, somebody would give me one. And I came out pretty good on those. But you can use like house wire and put it inside of PVC pipe and make just about any kind of antenna that way.
Yeah, I experimented with that a little bit. I've got all the stuff to do it. I was an electrician, so yeah, and I have a little bit of an electronics background from the 80s, but you know, that was all Apple II computers and stuff like that.
Well, that comes in handy, being able to do that stuff. I've wished many times that I'd taken electrician training to do house wiring. I could have saved myself some money if I'd have, you know, been good with that.
I'll hear you guys talk about antennas. the high gain ones you think about is the higher the frequency, the shorter the antenna. The lower the frequency, the taller the antenna is. So, if you like it up for me, Jeff, it'd be, I don't know how to really answer this, but that's how it goes. Like, the higher the antennas, the frequency, the shorter the antenna. So, like, 800 would be about 200, 2 inches. And, like, for UHF, it'd be like 3 inches, or a little bit more.
Now, where are you located?
I'm in Wyandotte, Michigan. It's about 33 miles south of Detroit.
Hey, Roger that. This is Dan, by the way. WFDQ816. And I'm in Lorain, Ohio, about 30 miles west of Cleveland. I'm about 2 blocks from the lake.
I can't believe that you're coming on the Macomb repeater. I got it on the computer, all the repeaters, and you're coming on the Macomb. You should try to switch over to the 625 Detroit. It might be a lot better on you. That's the one I'm broadcasting on. This is Robert. Down here in the Wyandotte. I'm about a half mile away from the Detroit River there at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I usually hit that 675 repeater.
Have you tried the 625 one yet?
Well, with all of them tied together, I can hit, I can talk to you guys on a bunch of different channels. Sometimes it's weird. I hear the same people on different channels.
They're all tied together. They're all, connected by microwave. Like, I could talk to Robert up by the Mackinac Bridge, and I could talk to Jack over at, where he's at, and, they're all connected. But I just was thinking that it might be a lot better, because you're going right up to the river, Lake Erie, all the way up to, Detroit, somewhere.
Yeah, Detroit's the one I normally hit. My buddy's out there. He's close to Flint over there. Say hello to him.
Yeah, how's it going out there? I'm on my walkie-talkie. So, where I'm at, I'm broadcasting about 33 miles to, the Renaissance Center, so. That guy has a flag, you got a copy?
Yeah, this is Kurt. I'm actually Groveland Township, just south of Flint. I'm near Mount Holly. I definitely know where Wyandotte is. I used to have an account with BASF. Pleasure to make your acquaintance, and we greatly appreciate the insight on antennas. Over.
Yeah, I heard that from, on YouTube. There was somebody who was talking about antennas. And anyway, the idea was, the higher the frequency, the shorter the antenna. The lower the frequency, like all the way down the CB, the longer the antenna is. So, VHF's got between, like about 6 inches, maybe, or 5-6 inches. So, maybe like, I don't know. You're going to have some museum out there. So, all right, yeah. My voice is going on any preservative. So, talk to you later. This is Robert. My call sign is Whiskey Robert Frankton, 359. I'm a walkie-talkie. I think I'm getting a dead battery. So, all right.
All right, Robert. It's been good to talk to you there. Thanks for coming in and chiming in with us there. If you hear a sound here another time, jump in there. Kurt, are you, you're over by Groveland Township, right?
W-I-Z.
Right down the road from Town Hall, yes, sir.
Okay, I was trying to get it straight in my brain. I have trouble because I can't, I can write stuff down, but I'm almost blind, and I write over top of everything else, and then I can't read it later.
Yeah, that would be a problem, I suppose. I don't know, sometimes, like, I just got a new keyboard that's yellow keys with black letters, and I had cataracts done a couple years ago, so I'm trying not to wear my glasses, and it really makes a difference. I don't know if it changed the color of the paper or a more bolder marker, maybe. Don't know. Over.
I tell you what, it really sucks when you start losing your eyesight.
Yeah, my mom died and I went blind the same month a couple years ago. And then I got the cataract done and boy, that was probably one of the best things I ever did. I couldn't believe how good I could see. Over.
Roger that. Well, I had a something go wrong in the back of the eye, and they wanted to stick the needles in my eyes, and I couldn't bring myself to do it because I had a friend that had that surgery, and it went horribly wrong, so I couldn't bring myself to have the surgery, so I just have to deal with it.
Yeah, that sounds like a tough one. Man, I'm sorry about your friend, and definitely sorry about your condition, too. And, sometimes that was my big fear, was something going wrong. And, luckily it was just cataract, not a big surgery like you're talking about. So I was very thankful for that.
Well, that cataract surgery, that's bad too, ain't it?
I had a good doctor. I thought I heard somebody trying to break in. Go ahead, break.
WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County. Good morning, gentlemen. I've been copying your conversation. Just a side note, leave a break in between your communications if someone wishes to join the conversation, gentlemen. And good morning.
Hello, Bob.
And sir.
How you doing?
Systems go. I went out to Pigeon River and whacked a couple coyotes this evening, so it's all good. Roger.
Roger that. Well, all you got to do is get a couple of donkeys, and the donkeys will clear them out.
All right.
that donkey.
Hello, Bob. This is Kurt. You haven't had to break into that emergency get out of jail fund yet, have you?
Well, that money's been in the safe for years, and it's going to stay there, Roger.
I'll be that. Well, I'm glad to hear you whacked a few coyotes. I heard a couple out here last night myself. Over.
Roger that. They seem to be a nuisance up here. A couple of farmers I take care of, keeping them thinned out for them. But yeah, all our critters go good with potatoes up here, except them coyotes. But no, I am also an 11-meter fan. Run a serial four-element Yagi on the horizontal at 38 feet. Run a Mantron 99 with a ground plane kick at 43 feet at the base. And then I also run an SM-70 ICOM 7300 long wire antenna and a 7300 ICOM. With the built-in antenna tuner for all my 11-meter work.
Sounds like you got quite the setup there. I'm curious, do you got a lot of trees around you, or are you located where you're up high? Over.
Right at 970 feet elevation. I do sit in somewhat of a little valley, and I do have trees surrounding me. But again, with a little bit of help there, I'm able to pretty much talk where I need to.
Well, very good. Don't know what else to say. This is WRPD-448 for identification purposes. I guess I will be standing by and monitoring. So, Bob, you take good care. Dan, hope to talk to you soon. I'll let you guys talk for a few minutes, and I'll be standing by. Over.
All right. We'll catch you later. Nice to hear from you there, sir. Yeah, Bob, by the way, this is Dan, WSBQ-816, in Lorain, Ohio.
Roger. Conditions have changed. I don't know if you can hear me or not. WRZP 544. Conditions have changed. Currently not in the radio shack on the base station. I'm on an HD. We'll try again later, sir. WIZT 544, monitoring the frequency. Weak and unreadable at the moment. However, it's weak and unreadable due to conditions. WRZT 544.
Okay, I might be able to talk now. I had a train go right behind my backyard and it blocks the signal going when the signal is to the north, it blocks the signal. I don't, is this any better?
Roger that. Good copy on your last transmission, WRZT 544.
Yeah, I didn't realize the train was going by until it got a little more noisy, but yeah, when that train goes by, it blocks the signal going that way. And the train's filled up on filled up quite a bit, and it does block the signal.
Good copy on the train blocking your transmission there. Yeah, and I have you loud and clear now.
Are you retired or are you still working?
Retired Army, 27 years of service.
Wow, that's a long time. Long time to put up with that. I was in the Army for 1 year, 11 months, and 4 days.
I drew that. Thank you for your service as well. Yeah, it was a grind. There are days I hated it and days I loved it. Roger.
Roger that. I was in missiles. We were stationed in Texas and Florida and Korea. What was you in?
Started out in the 101st Airborne Division, left there, went into aviation, navigation, and communications specialist. I flew right seat in OV-1 and RV-1 Mohawks, and was also stationed at Camp Humphreys in Korea for 5 years.
Wow, I was an instructor at Fort Bliss for about 6 months, and that's where I got out. I had a 2 year enlistment for I enlisted for the draft, which is 2 years, and they let me out, 2 weeks early, so I didn't even spend 2 years in there.
Roger that. Yeah, I grew up in the military. I got my education in the military, and I traveled the world twice, so quite the education, and they gave me a wonderful career.
Did you do a lot of overseas stuff?
That I did. The majority of my service was overseas, either in Germany, Korea, Italy, or Belgium.
I'll tell you what, I hated Korea. We was out in the boonies, 1st Battalion, 44th Air Defense Artillery Unit, and we was way out in the boonies, and it was terrible. We didn't have nothing to do out there. It was terrible.
Do that much the same. I was stationed at Pyeong Tech, Korea. There, southwest of Osan Air Force Base. We were in the boonies as well there, flying OB-1 and RB-1 Mohawk reconnaissance aircraft.
I've been there. I tried to go to all the Air Force bases for training. I signed up for any training I could get at an Air Force base because the conditions was a lot better there. Food was better. Everything was better at those Air Force bases.
Roger that. Anywhere I went in the world, while I was in a foxhole or a Quonset hut, the Air Force had AC and free hot meals. They always did take good care of their people, the Air Force. I agree with you, sir.
Yeah, I tell you what, when the Air Force goes someplace, they take everything with them. They take golf courses, they take bowling alleys. They don't leave nothing at home. They take it with them.
Yeah, the golf courses was a good one. Boy, isn't that the truth. Yeah, they were always well-fed and well-housed, and again, I'm not going to complain. They gave me a career and an education, and I'm living the dream up here in northern Michigan in my retirement years. I just turned 67 in May.
How long you been retired?
Been retired since 2016.
I retired in 04, and it was because I was involved in a railroad accident, and I got 8 herniated discs out of that, and they put me out in 04.
Roger that. Yeah, I jumped out of airplanes for a living as well there with the Army, and I used to be 6'3", now I'm 6'1", and much like yourself, I just had some major neck and spine surgery due to my military service, but I healed up well, and all systems are go here at the LZ. Roger.
Hey, roger that. Well, I'll tell you what, I got some injuries out of the Army, but my biggest injuries was at the railroad. I tell you what, it's no fun when you get those discs messed up. I'm just glad I got the VA to fall back on.
Good copy there. I'm blessed in that respect as well. I'm 100% disabled veteran. I own a service dog. So yes, much like yourself, I'm glad I have the VA for my health care these days.
Yeah, I tore my knee out when I was in Korea, and I had surgery on my chest. They put a big hole in my chest where they took a tumor out, and I had trouble using my arm and my leg. So they didn't put me out. I continued going, you know, but I mean, I didn't do very hard work as an instructor.
Roger that. I put my neck surgery off for as long as I could. And much like yourself, my right hand and fingers quit working and started going numb and was pretty much useless. So they had to go in there and take, C2 to C7. Got rid of the bone spurs that were pushing on the spine there and encaged everything. So the right arm's back and it's functioning as issued. Roger.
Well, that's good to get things working again. I got where I couldn't walk, and I didn't know what was going on, and I didn't have enough circulation in my leg for my muscles to work, so they put stents in, and now my hands are numb, and sometimes my arms, but my legs are doing good, and I'm able to walk again. That's a good thing.
Roger, that's a good thing. Well, I'm glad you're up and mobile again. It's good to hear you're doing well. I'm going to go ahead and sign off here. As I said, I just got back from doing a little coyote hunting there, and need to get me some dinner and step in the old rain locker. It's a pleasure. I hope we can do it again, sir. I'm very familiar with railroads. My grandfather left home at 14 and went to work for the railroad there in Pennsylvania. And that was his career, for well over 40 years. Ended up being an engineer, of course. But I rode many a rails as a young man with my grandfather.
Well, that's pretty cool. My son was actually my boss when I was an engineer. He was he was my boss, you know, in the office over there, and that was kind of a weird situation. He was the train master and I was the engineer, but. All right, I'm going to let you go. You have a good one. I'll catch you later. This is Dan, Whiskey Sugar Delta, Quebec 816 in Lorain, Ohio. You have a good one, 73. Bye-bye.
You as well, sir. A pleasure having you in my receipt this evening. Hopefully we can do it again. Great conversation. Great topics. Be safe, take care, and best to you and yours. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Michigan, monitoring the frequency.
Bye-bye. Have a good one. Does anybody else out there have a copy on Dan and Lorraine?
PV 448, this is Kurt again, Dan. Yes, you are coming in loud and clear.
Well, I'm glad you come back in there, Kurt. What you've been up to?
Just listening to the two of you talk about your service careers, and I'll take a minute to thank you both, Bob, if you're listening. But, yeah, thank you very much for your contact tonight, and I'm just going to sit here and monitor and get ready for sleep. So this is WRPB 448, clear on your return.
All right. I'm glad you got on there tonight, and I was happy to hear you guys. I guess I'll get out of here too. It's getting a little bit late or early. I don't know which, but this is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816. Dan and Lorraine saying 73. Bye bye.
Good copy. Good copy. Have a good evening. You know, always a pleasure, as I said. WRZP 544, and gentlemen, always a pleasure.
Have a good one. Is there somebody else out there? Go ahead. This is Dan and Lorraine.
Sounds like someone's trying to key in.
Yeah, I hear them keying up over and over. If you're out there, you don't have to be shy. Just come right in and say hello.
radio off of 709.
WRZI 537 mobile. WRZD 544.
WRVV 690 mobile. WRVV 690 portable 3, 690 mobile.
WRPS 211, go ahead 690.
Roger that, and good morning there to you. I didn't know if you was listening or not.
Yeah, good morning to you as well. Yeah, I'm just on my way in to the shop, so turn it on for a quick second. Listening as I travel. WRPS 211.
Roger that, 211. Roger that. Yeah, well, I'm on my way to Southfield. I'm on John Lodge here. And traveling 5-5 here on the freeway. It's kind of dangerous, but I got to do it anyway.
Yeah, roger that. Be safe out there. Yeah, I'm up here in Flint. Just traveling on 23 headed northbound. Looks like today's going to be another good looking day. The last couple days we've been able to reach out pretty far on the airwaves, so I'm hoping to see how today goes. Maybe meet some new folks on here that are bouncing around that are getting out a little bit farther.
Yeah, Gabby, I've been listening there. Ohio been coming in. And the northern part of Michigan there has been coming in, so. But hey, that's what radio is all about, communications.
Yeah, roger that. It's a lot of fun, that's for sure.
I'm still here. I'm just paying attention to the ones trying to run me off the road here.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's always an interesting drive down that way, especially during traffic hours.
Sun weeks are not as hectic as a lot of them there. I've been rolling down this highway for about 6 months now.
a little bit more than that, even through the winter time. It hasn't been that many people about this time. But today is a different day.
Well, I wish you safe travels today and all the others in the future. About ready to pull into the shop for probably a couple hours, do some work, and then I'll be back out mobile. It was great talking to you. Be safe out there. WRPS 211. Clear.
Copy that, 211. The name here is Ron, Romeo Oscar November. You do take care. Have a safe trip when you come out of the shop. WRVV 690, mobile, clear and listening.
WSET 916 mobile. WRTG 750, this is WSET 916.
USPS 252 standing by.
Well, what you're listening to is a lot of tropospheric ducting. This is WSBT 916. Well, I'm up here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I don't know where Lawton is. Okay, I absolutely know. So you're in the same state as me. I'm hearing about two or three repeaters every time I key up, so I thought you might be in Wisconsin or something.
I'm about 50 miles south of you.
Well, no surprise. You're getting up here like you're in town. I suppose you're... I'm not sure what repeater you're using down there.
I'm not. I'm using your repeater up there.
Oh, good. I don't know if you're hearing what I'm hearing, but I can tell two to three are coming in pretty easily. A little bit of heterodyning, different tones.
RCP 544, Sheboygan County.
Would that be Sheboygan, Wisconsin? I heard some guy say Sheboygan County, so I wasn't sure if that was Wisconsin or Michigan.
Fair enough. I'm going to let you know. I'm back on the side at the sports school. Be safe, because you're a junior and I have one family.
All right, 901. Yeah, there's definitely some ducking going on, as there has been for the last week or two, so be safe out there. WSBT 916, I'll be listening. WRQD
914,
WRVV 690 Southfield, Michigan, listening.
Hey, Southfield, WSBT 916 in Grand Rapids. Your repeater is coming in very clear.
Roger that on the radio, okay. The name is Ron. Romeo Oscar November.
Hey Ron, the name here is George, on my way to work, and it's been kind of nice the last couple of weeks. Every morning, I think it's just the weather pattern we're in, just get this insane ducking, talking to guys in Chicago, the guys in Detroit. I hear it all burns off around 10 a.m. though.
Okay then, well I'll be out here, I just pulled into my work location here in Southfield, so I'll be out here for another 5 to 6 hours.
All right, 73, this is WSBT 916.
WRVV 690, listening.
WRXX 102, good morning to you, Bob. Good. ZP 544, well, good morning, sir. How are things so far? How's your day shaping up? Getting them boots on, man. We're feeling a little tight this morning. We gotta get moving.
Tune in the Tenetta. I'm bouncing off the phone for Peter.
Yeah, Scott, sounds like we got somebody else in there, brother. So we'll say top of the day to you. We'll catch you on the band. Always a pleasure. And we'll talk again. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency and clear on your final, Scott.
WRXX 102, yep, Bob, put a standby. We got traffic.
Okay.
Step in and say good morning, and I'll be standing on the side listening. WRZ 820.
820. WRZ 544. Have a good one.
ZX 218, standing by.
Hey, Greg, this is WSBT 916. This tropospheric ducting is warbling. It's so strong.
I had to turn it down. Where are you at? Did you make it into work?
parking lot, and I just get the kick out of the 17 conversations and the wah, 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 wah. It's insane out here. Yeah, I talked to Detroit, I talked to Wisconsin. Yeah, that's pretty insane. What, are you just leaving work?
Getting ready to here by another half hour or so.
Yeah, I just got here. I get my alarm guy here. I gotta go run in there and take care of a bunch of stuff. You gonna be out this evening? Because I'm interested in hearing about that extra channel you were talking about.
I'll be out there tonight. Yep, I'm trying to see what it takes to make a room. We'll have to move the repeaters over, but yeah, we'll figure it out. I'll let you know what's going on. I'm trying to figure out how to get one through Yaesu. See, they got a shiny one, but yeah, I'll let you get inside. I'll talk to you tonight about it. WRTG 750.
All right, buddy. Well, have fun when you get out of work. I would go straight home and see what you can do on the 2-meter side. We'll see you then. WSBT 916, clear.
WSBT 752, checking in from Ruby Creek, Michigan.
Ruby Creek, WRZP 544, Sheboygan, Michigan.
Sir, man is ducking in something else.
That gentleman and myself last night were up quite late, the wee hours of the morning. Propagation was rolling last night and this morning, brother. Enjoy your day. Crystal clear radio, by the way. Great modulation. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
W252, clear. WSDS. Monitoring and standing by.
Station 218,
WIUG 48. WIZX 218.
18, this is WSDF 252. Was looking to see if this was the Houghton Lake repeater. Come back.
Copy that, Jack. WRZX 218. We're listening.
How about now? How am I sounding now? Is there any difference?
Copy that. Yeah, you're a little better. A little bit better there, over.
Good. I thought you wanted to talk to Hagen's Lake, Peter or no?
It's coming in. It's coming in. I can hear it, over.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's coming in too, but I don't know. It's hard to know. Not too many people out that way. It's easy. Monday, everybody goes to work.
Roger the work.
We'll go back down on the 600 and see what happens.
Copy that, Jack. 218. Clear.
WRTU 224.
WSAT 580. Has anyone ever asked you if you've got a case of the Mondays?
WRZP 544. Not since I've retired.
Yeah, you're making it. WRCU 224. Well, I'm on Macomb County repeater. Sorry, guys. I thought you guys were local. WRCU 224.
WSAD 569. WSAD 569.
WSCY 438, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, I'm in Kansas.
WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
WSCI 783 to station 392, copy.
WRWV 662 radio check.
WRZP 544, Boynton County, sir, loud and clear.
Okay, thank you for the radio check. This is WRWV 662. Just hooked up my mobile setup in my car. Just testing everything out.
I do that. A little low, very little static in the background. Good signal. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. You sound good up here. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County.
Thank you very much. WRWZ 662, standing by.
Pacific, STI 783 to station 392. Copy.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Afternoon, everyone. WRZP 736 monitoring.
WSCG 417, ground station and monitoring for Jody Girl. Jody Girl, where are you, Jody Girl? Jody Girl.
SBM 993 is monitoring.
WSCQ 436 monitoring, Grant, you out there?
WFBM 306, you're loud and clear, over.
How's it going?
WSCG 417.
Ma'am, I got you.
WSCH 795, this is Mike. Mobile southbound 75, saying all of insane and low to flat.
Yes, yes, 86 mobile.
Northbound, north, or southbound. Looks like northbound traffic's pretty heavy. Well, I'll be standing by. Mike 795.
WSEM 306 to WSEQ 436. You hear me?
WSAQ 436. Grant, you out there?
WSAQ 306. Yeah, I hear you. Are you at home right now or are you at work? Over.
I'm at home. Work from home today, so wrapping up some stuff right now. I might run to the dyno.
Nice. Sounds like a good idea. Yeah, maybe I'll meet you there. We'll see. I'll let you know. Standing by on 3 and 18.
Yep, WSEQ 436, standing by on 18 and 3 as well. Monitoring.
WSCF 550 in Millington, monitoring this frequency.
WRNW 329 monitoring in the mobile.
I have radio chest for new radio. RZF 5 radio check, please.
RZP 54, loud and clear in Sheboygan County, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Yes, just got a new HD and was testing it out. I'm off and up in Onaway, by the way, right now down in the Detroit area. So, anyway, appreciate the radio check. WRGF 865.
I'm in between Onaway and Indian River myself. Take care and be safe. WRZP 544.
Thank you.
King status, sir. Pressure planet is...
this is Dan and Lorraine calling for contact. Is anybody out there?
Yeah, go for Dan and Lorraine.
Hello, how you doing?
Not too bad. I can barely hear you, but I can hear you.
Yeah, where are you located right now?
I'm in the Thumb in Michigan, up Millington. Just in barely into the Thumb.
Okay, I was saying, where are you located?
I'm located in Millington, Michigan. That's up in the Thumb.
Okay, you're sounding real good here. I'm in Lorain, Ohio, just west of Cleveland, and you're doing a good job this way. Yeah, I've got a long way to go to hit a repeater. I've got to hit the repeater over there by Detroit.
Yeah, I would say so. You're coming through breaking up pretty good, but I can barely make out what you're saying.
Okay, I guess I'll have to wait till later when conditions are better. But you're definitely coming in good here.
Well, good deal. It was good talking to you, even though it was just for a little bit. This is WFBF 550 monitoring.
All right. You have a good one. Catch you later. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816 Dan in Lorraine saying 73. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
And I'm just going to wave a hand. Great conversation last night. We'll do it again later this evening. We'll let the band run as people travel. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Take care. We'll do it later, sir.
Okay, Bob, I got all of that sounding real good this way. Catch you later.
Check. We'll leave it in your hands to bring up the radio topic this evening. Roger that.
Okay, you're the boss.
I'll bring up the railroad question, so that's a fair trade, sir. We'll talk later in the evening. Pleasure again, WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
All right, Bob, you have a good one. This is WSDQ 816, Dan and Lorraine, say 73. Bye-bye.
station 983. That station out there, 983. This is WRUG 488.
RZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile.
WSTW 200, quick radio check.
WSDJ 347, we got a copy on that 200.
Thanks very much. Over. I'm monitoring.
RZP 544.
Go ahead, Bob.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544.
Bob, how you doing? Really nice sunshine. Beautiful day.
Bet. Beautiful day up here as well. High 87, not a cloud in the sky. We're expected to see the northern lights. Spent the day on a couple lakes there, canoe and kayak, and putting a mess of fish in the freezer, cleaning them, taking them home as we speak. Roger.
Roger that, Bob. He's doing good. You're doing 100% good. Roger.
Before I went fishing, I was a good neighbor and took quite a bit of fruits and vegetables from the old garden there and handed them out there. So all in all, Jack, yes, sir, it's a good day when you can help out a neighbor.
That's always like that in here, too, with me. Help this guy out, help that guy out, you know, that I have about 3-4 of them. They retired around me, so I help them out. And I watch over the house sometime. Roger.
Yeah, it takes a village anymore. Yeah, I'm blessed. I have wonderful neighbors. Live in a beautiful small community. Got Petoskey's close, Gaylord's close, Sheboygan's close. I'm a half hour from each one of them. And pretty much out here in the country, so I'm blessed.
All right, Bob, good talking to you and good to hear from you, which is always. Take care, have a good day. I'll talk to you some other time. WIUG 388.
Roger that, Jack. You have a good evening. Always a pleasure. 544, clear the network.
Sierra Echo Tango 482 on the radio.
Last calling station, say again. WRZP 544.
Hey, 544, this is Whiskey, Sierra Echo Golf. 482.
Roger that, sir. Congratulations, you're sounding grand up here in Sheboygan County. Operator Bob here. If you would, sir, kindly hit your menu there in your convenience and turn off that old Roger beep. They're unnecessary. The repeater's tone out as soon as you're done on TV. Roger?
I will definitely do that. I thought I did that already. Thank you, Bob.
Miss you, brother. Too fine a print for me in these books sometimes. Take care. Again, great modulation. Take care. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. Have a good evening.
Thank you, 544. You as well.
Tell you what, besides that Roger beep, it is a really good sounding radio.
Definitely top shelf.
Yeah, I mean, the audio is exceptional on that radio. I don't know what it was. I'm curious to find out.
Jerry's still on the band. WRZP 544 for identification purposes. I'll stand down. Maybe you still listen. Yeah. Great modulation. Nice and crystal clear. Great tone and bass to it as well. Yep, I'll stand down. Let's see if he's still around, brother.
Oh, I'm still here, Bob. I just shut that Roger beacon off.
The
channel here, sir. All right, maybe not. We're both on it. What kind of rig are you running there, over?
You guys got a double there, WRUX 245.
I was just signing back for stand down. Whiskey, Sierra Echo Golf 482, monitoring.
Sean there was wondering what kind of rig you were running.
It's just the Baofeng AR5RM with an Aubrey antenna.
Wow, that's definitely top shelf. Keep doing what you're doing. All right, enjoy your evening. WRZP544. Pleasure having you in my receipt. That's for you and yours. We'll be monitoring the frequency.
Thank you as well, sir. Whiskey Sierra Echo Golf 482 out.
WRW8592 on air and monitoring on mobile.
WSBM 94, I'll be monitoring.
WSBD 517.
WSBM 9244 mobile radio. Charlie, do you have CM924, secondary radio check? WSTM924, mobile radio check.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, sir. You are Lima Charlie. A little bit of background, but mostly readable for the most part. Good modulation. Over.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Just trying out a new radio setup. Probably got more static on this one. Appreciate you, sir.
And you do have an echo. Most probably you have another radio on in your vicinity. Yep. Take care. Keep doing what you're doing. Have a good evening. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear and monitoring the frequency.
Thank you. You are correct. I do have another radio. I'll just do a radio check myself, but I appreciate you coming back. WSCM 924, I will be monitoring.
WRWV 662 radio check.
No.
WSTM 924,
Lima Charlie here in Sheboygan County. Crystal clear modulation.
We're sorry, you're all out of radio checks for the day. Please try your call again maybe tomorrow or the day after, when radio checks will be available. Thank you.
That last station calling, I apologize for that outburst, but it's a good check.
We're sorry, radio checks are closed for the day. Please try again in 48 hours when the next batch are available. Thank you.
I was not trying to do a check, sir. I was speaking to the gentleman that was doing a check.
Again, radio checks are closed for the day. Please try again in 48 hours when more radio checks are available. Thank you.
I mean, we can do this all night, but, yeah, I wasn't trying to do a check. I was responding to someone doing a radio check. I was more than happy to do it for him.
Again, radio checks are closed on these frequencies for 48 hours. Please try your call again later.
Oh, boy, we got it this bad ham.
Please try your radio checks again later. Thank you.
Yeah, whoever was calling, yeah, that's a shame. Hopefully you can find something better to do at this time. Just real quick, just to clarify, and this is not a radio check. Again, I repeat, it's not a radio check. Who is the unit calling for the no radio check? What's your GMRS license number, please?
Well, the repeater will identify it here in about 10 or so minutes, probably. So you'll say it then, too. But I'm going to say it in about 9 minutes, maybe.
And again, if you're not happy with GM or X, you can easily go back to ham.
Huh? Which one does that mean I'm a sad ham? You just don't need to do radio checks 40 million times a day. And it wasn't actually you that did the radio check that got their response. It was another one there, big guy. So the repeater ID is perfectly fine, and I'll ID when I'm legally required to. You don't have to be out here at all. It's not your repeater.
I agree. That's why I'm sitting back listening until I heard you. And it's not your repeater either. So, looking there.
It is my repeater. It's my call sign. So, thank you kindly.
What's that call sign again?
The repeater will be in the repeater in 7 minutes, maybe 8.
In all honesty, if there is a new owner of the repeater, I would like to have a conversation with you very briefly. Nothing bad. I did not know it was turned over, if that's the case. Or I didn't make sure I'm on the right repeater. So, WRVT 771. Sorry, was there a station coming through that said it was turned over? It's so quiet, I can hear a pin drop on a carpeted floor this evening. WRCY 525.
WRPB 448, it is awfully quiet out here. Go ahead, caller.
Looking for a call. I just made a comment. WRCY 565.
Copy that. WRPB 448 standing by and monitoring.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRPB 448, Groveland Township, Kurt. Hello, Bob.
Good evening, Kurt. WRZP 544.
How was your day today, Bob? Over?
Any better? Probably been illegal. Got to work in the garden today. Harvested quite a bit there. Then we hit the old fishing holes there and caught a mess load of crappie and some nice panfish and cooked them on the barbie this evening with some homemade vegetables and beans for the salad and threw in some deer meat on the old grill there and had a few folks over. So all in all, it's been a great day, over.
Wow, it sounds like it. Boy, you just made me very, very hungry. I can definitely say that's 1,000 times better than my day. Over.
I can respect that. However, I am envious of the GMRS community downstate there. They get together on Saturdays. I've been fortunate enough to meet, I haven't met, but I've spoken with two folks up here on a Petoskey local repeater. Both of them, one of them broadcast engineer, knows quite a bit and has been a wealth of knowledge. So, yeah, living the dream, brother. Retired up here and all our critters go good with potatoes. So, like I said, it's all good. How about yourself and your family, sir?
Well, I just got home from my hardware store gig a couple hours, about an hour ago, and got online and trying to research tire prices, and then I got offline and clicked on the radio, and yeah, that's how my day's going.
I do that. I don't know if it'll be any help, but currently drive an F-150 crew cab, F-150 XLT. I outfitted it with some nice tires from TireRack.com. They had some great prices and great warranties. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I looked on that site for a few minutes. That is the old discount tire is now Tire Rack, I guess. But yeah, I've got a very similar truck. It's a 1500 GMC Silverado four-wheel drive dual cab. Yeah, I'm thinking Cooper tires or Goodyear. I'm not even sure if Goodyear is still made in America or not. Over.
I'm definitely out of the loop on that. I've been a BF Goodrich fan for years, and I run their all-terrain radial TAs from, let's see, late fall till early spring. I do quite a bit of hunting and fishing. I haul a 40-foot RV, and so they've been a good tire for me, and they handle the load well. And then I run their Blizzak snow tires in the winter up here. They make a great tire, Blizzak.
Yeah, I've heard all good things about Blizzak tires as well. Obviously, we live on a dirt road, but, you know, I've got pavement all around us. You know, I want something that'll work good in the snow because I'm down in a valley and, you know, I'm kind of at the bottom of a hill that has three different roads that pours down into it. So it's a nightmare getting out of here in the winter until a grader comes by. Over.
Roger that. Let's hope you have a winch, and I'm sure you're outfitted there at the old LZ, I'm sorry, landing zone.
Blizzak, I can't complain about him. So let's go ahead and open up the channel and see if anybody else ring in, and hopefully someone will come up with a topic for this evening, as we did late last night. That was that brings back memories when old Professor Don was on the air. So I'll clear and stand down here for a while, and we'll let the channel roll and see what happens. WRZP 544, always a pleasure, sir.
Yeah, copy that. Listening to you guys talk last night was really, really cool. I thoroughly enjoyed listening, and let's hope he's got good conditions again tonight and no trains behind him or in front of him, and I will be monitoring the frequency this evening. WRPB 448, clear.
Say again. Roger that. Good copy. Barely copy, I'm sorry. We don't have conditions yet. We'll try again here in a little while. And if not, I'll head out to the radio shack on the big old base station. Roger. WRZP 544 for identification purposes. Man. totally unreadable. We'll try again later, sir. WRZP 544. We'll try again. WRZP 544. Clear monitoring.
All right, I'll get your first name later. Have a good one. Get to the name. Get to the band and Lorraine.
That. This is Bob. I say again, this is Bob in Sheboygan County. We spoke last night. We'll try again later when conditions permit. WRZP 544, clear the frequency. Thank you, gentlemen, for the time.
SDN 610 monitoring.
WRXX 102, just standing by.
WSDY 438. Come on, Tigers. On the band.
WRXX 102, good evening to all, and have a good night.
WRZP 544, how you doing, my brother from another mother?
Good evening to you, Bob. Just sitting here wrapping it up for the night, no doubt.
Roger that. I'm sitting here working on disability claims.
Hey, maybe you could work on mine on the way to McDonald's tomorrow morning.
I've been a service officer with the VFW for quite a while. Also the American Legion, and a good brother from another mother of mine, Tanker, Desert Rat, is the VSO for PI County up here. So yeah, we can handle that. We can take a look at it for you.
Oh, I'm only 60 years old, man. I'm not ready to give up your stuff yet, man.
Hey, Roger, that. Much like yourself, I didn't take mine till I needed it. But yeah, keep it in mind, man. You earned it, and it's on the table. Don't leave money on the table while it's available, Roger.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. My knees are shot, my wrist is shot. I don't know what else is going to go next. I'm like one sneeze away from being paralyzed, you know.
Roger that. Good copy. Other than that, man, had a great day up here. And we'll give you a holler in the morning then, Scott. I want to talk to you more about your antenna system as well there. When the band's not busy, so I'll give you a shout in the morning there when I'm out running the dogs. All right. Have a good one, brother. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, the best to you and yours. We're monitoring the frequency.
All right, my brother Bob, you have yourself a fine night. WRXX 102, we're out.
Hitting the repeater, however, there's no modulation. WRZP 544.